From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama renews his pledge to defeat the Islamic State. The president says he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the IS group, insisting the Sunni terrorist organization is losing both ground and leaders.
Coalition aircraft, our fighters, bombers, and drones have been increasing the pace of airstrikes, nearly 9,000 as of today. Last month, in November, we dropped more bombs on ISIL targets than any other month since this campaign started. We're also taking out ISIL leaders, commanders, and killers, one by one. We're going after ISIL from their stronghold right in downtown Raqqa to Libya. The point is, ISIL leaders cannot hide, and our next message to them is simple: you are next.
Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue training and equipping Iraqi forces and some opposition fighters in Syria. He promised continued efforts to disrupt the IS group's recruitment of fighters, finance operations, and propaganda campaigns, and redouble efforts to find a diplomatic solution to the Syrian civil war. The head of a Shia Muslim group, Ibrahim Zakzaki, has been taken into military custody following weekend clashes in northeast Nigeria that left at least dozens of members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria dead. Adeniyi Oyebada is an army spokesman.
Given the raging violence in the city, it was important that we bring him into protective custody. As of this morning, we successfully executed that.
The clashes occurred after the army claimed the group's supporters attacked an army convoy in the city of Zaria in Kaduna State, attempting to assassinate the army chief of staff. The group denies the charges, says soldiers killed hundreds of its members. The violence began Saturday after members of the movement blocked a highway. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Moscow for meetings with President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the political process leading to an end to the Syrian conflict. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Monday said the meeting follows a Saudi-hosted conference involving Syria's opposition groups.
He will underscore that the Riyadh conference was broadly representative with important consensus conclusions, to include, obviously, a commitment by opposition groups to go forward with negotiations. The secretary also looks forward to discussing with Russian leaders plans for the next ISSG meeting, International Syria Support Group, in New York on Friday. That meeting, which is still on track, will allow us to build on the momentum already achieved in Riyadh and help lay down with more specificity the next steps, including parameters for a ceasefire and opposition negotiations with the Assad regime.
Diplomats say they hope it will lay a foundation for a ceasefire and a political process based on an international agreement reached in Vienna last month to launch peace talks by New Year's Day. The European Union opened negotiations Monday with Serbia and resumed long-stalled talks with Turkey that eventually could allow both countries entry into the 28-member political and economic bloc. Volkan Bozkir is Turkey's EU affairs minister.
We welcome the start of joint preparatory work on these chapters. Both sides should keep in mind that the shared objective is full membership, as stated in the negotiation framework. Turkey expects to join the Union as an equal member with all the rights and obligations, which would imply upon the successful conclusion of negotiations.
EU negotiators Monday revived Ankara's membership bid more than a year after EU Chief Executive Jean-Claude Juncker said the Union needed to reevaluate whether or not to push toward expansion. Voting on a new constitution for Central African Republic stretched into a second day Monday, a day after deadly violence disrupted polling in some areas, leaving at least five dead, at least 20 wounded. The proposed new constitution and presidential elections set for December 27 are aimed at ending nearly 3 years of political instability. President Alpha Conde was sworn in Monday to a second term as leader of the West African country of Guinea, following an October election victory. The 77-year-old leader vowed to scrupulously respect the constitution and the rule of law. The U.S. Army announced Monday it will court-martial Sergeant Bo Bergdahl on charges of desertion and putting his fellow soldiers in danger in Afghanistan. Bergdahl spent 5 years as a prisoner of the Taliban before he was freed last year in exchange for five Taliban fighters. More than 40 policemen in Argentina were killed Monday when a bus and a convoy veered off a bridge, falling more than 20 meters near Salta, about 1,500 kilometers north of Buenos Aires. A faulty tire is blamed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.